When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Slash and dash.
Slash and dash.
Hi, guys. We're back. Slashing and dashing.
We're here. We're brand new women because both of us got new jobs
on the same day.
Because we're amazing. Yeah, we are.
I have been doing that little dance all day.
Yeah,
so whoever will listen. So you guys voted for Grandma's Demise.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Famously popular among grandmas.
What, dying?
Yep.
So this is the story of Walter De Giusti. I'm definitely not saying it right, but it's G-I-U-S-T-I.
You're assuming that I can visualize letters. I can't.
Giusti. Giusti. Geisti.
I'll say that. De Giusti. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Born 1962 in Rosario, Argentina. So this is him not killing his own grandmother, but someone else's.
Oh.
Those pesky grandmas of other people that you have nothing in common with and...
Oh, so basically, if I get killed over a certain age, I suddenly become a murdered grandma and not a murdered person anymore.
Yeah, that's it. You get defined by your relationship status.
Yeah.
It was the grandmother of a famous person. That's why.
Oh,
it's
okay.
So he went to school with a guy called Fito Paez. God, we're at it again. P-A-E-Z.
I'm blaming you for this.
Right.
This is why we do UK crime.
Yeah. So he was an Argentinian rock and roll pianist, singer, songwriter, and he directed some films. So he's still pretty big in Argentina.
I thought he was going to, like, that was his original name. And it turns out he's now
Elton Gerald John. Crow.
That's like one of those weird little quizzes, like, can you pick out the two artists that we both said at the same time? If you can, you get 5 house points.
But there'll be like 3 listeners now who are like, Fido Paez, he's my dream guy. And everyone else
and the rest will be like, how dare you butcher his name like that?
Sorry.
Just be prepared for the backlash is all I'm saying.
So Fito was studying piano and De Giusti played in a heavy metal band while they were at school. So they sort of were in similar circles. They definitely knew each other. So De Giusti committed his first murder aged 23. And he and his
I love the casual way that that's just brought about. Like, I don't know. It's like
his first job.
Like the first time you go on holiday abroad. Like,
yeah.
So the first murder was then. We're in for a good one, clearly.
And his younger brother, Carlos, and him were doing some plumbing tasks. Is how it's put online.
Tasks.
Plumbing tasks. And so they took the opportunity of being in this house to unfortunately murder 2 people. So...
Obviously they're not plumbers then, so that's why the task.
Anyone who
like...
calls it plumbing tasks is not a real plumber.
Oh, I thought they were plumbers and like the writer didn't know what it was. No. But clearly they're like knocking on the door, do you need any plumbing tasks? Sure.
So they killed Angela Cristofanetti de Barroso, who was aged 86, and her adopted daughter, Naomi, aged 31. Basically beat and stabbed them to death and then just left. Literally senseless.
Did they rob from them?
They took some stuff, but they didn't... Like, they didn't... No, not like, effectively.
Right.
So, clearly, I mean, it was some sort of spree, really, because only a week later they were at it again. So November 7th, 1986, both the brothers, again, were out, and this time they visited a house in Belcarce, which is in Rosario, so in their hometown, where the family members of Fito Pérez lived. So he had a grandmother, aged 76, called Belia, and an 80-year-old aunt called Josefa, and their domestic worker, which must, I mean, maid or carer, I guess.
Did you get your research from Google Translate?
No, but that clearly someone's translated it. Also, domestic worker is like when you're trying to get the sociology kids to use fancy words, where they keep saying, all the jobs in the house, no, domestic service. So that was Femina. She was age 33 and she was pregnant as well, which makes it all the more tragic. And they shot and stabbed these three women. And DeGusti would have, he'd been to the house before, he would have known them. So he just, like, there's no rhyme or reason to this. But he just sort of went around killing people. So, this is why I found this interesting, though. A month later, he got a job doing something that wasn't plumbing tasks. And he signed up for the police force and he became a police officer.
You're shitting me.
So he did that in Pueblo Esther, which was 15 kilometers south of Rosario. So it would have been even more interesting, I think, if he had been part of the Rosario police force who were investigating these murders. It would have been sort of Dexter-esque, wouldn't it? But he would have been moving in similar circles. And obviously these were big murders. So he would have been talking to colleagues about it. And he's there having committed the crime the whole time.
I'm really starting to mistrust the police, you know. I'm watching, currently watching Unsolved, the murders of Biggie and Smalls and Tupac Shakur, and I believe it was the police.
Is Tupac the one who got killed?
Yeah.
I told a kid it was Dr. Dre today.
Oh my God.
I was like, yeah, he got murdered years ago.
Oh no.
Sorry. Sorry, small child. She's like, he's dead. I was like, yeah, he's definitely dead.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Just to clarify, Lucy's facial recognition is bad across the ethnicities.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think she'd recognise me if I didn't come in going,
another new ones came on Love Island. I was like, white guy with brown hair, white guy with brown hair.
Love Island
literally
is
the same.
It's impossible at this point. Like, the girls are just, ugh, I don't know, they need to start wearing, like, red bikini, green bikini. I can't even tell. Like, because all their facial features are becoming the same. Like, they all have exactly the same lips now. Yeah. I'm saying they all, and a lot of them have the same lips now. And one of them, her, like, lip injections are, like, above the lip. It's, like, just the, what do you call this part of your body?
I know the one that you mean.
Below your nose, but above your lip.
So your septum. No, that's your nose, isn't it?
Well, where like your philtrum is, but that whole bit of skin there, so her lips just stick out.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Like you, like one of the Horton Hears a Who characters.
I know, it is like almost freak show, isn't it?
I'm just saying, if Dr. Seuss did lip injections, she'd have bought them.
So, yeah. Well, I can't remember where in the murder we were. Yes, so, yeah, Rosario police. And it took the Rosario police a year to get any strong leads on these murders. But the case picked up when a local transvestite, again, I'm not sure if this is some bad sort of translating, because that could be
your friendly local transvestite.
The local transvestite. It just sounded like it was a job. But yeah. I think they meant maybe someone who was transgender, who was maybe working on the street. I don't know.
Possibly.
But they came forward and they had a necklace that had been given to them by DeGusti, and it belonged to Fito Paez's grandmother. So right. That was the first lead that they got. And then as a result of this, the police raided the DeGusti house and they found objects from the Paez house.
Sorry, it just reminded me when you were talking about old lady necklaces. Did you realise that your barbecue, one of the people was wearing the necklace from the Titanic?
Yes, you mentioned it to me. You're like, why has she got the heart of the ocean?
I was like, does she know that it's from the Titanic?
The guy said, I thought the old lady dropped it in the water at the end.
Like, I just became, the more drink I got, the more obsessed I became with her necklace. Like, I'm trying to think, like, okay, did she just buy it thinking, this is cute? Or is she like, I love Titanic, I'm going to buy this? Or is it the actual necklace from the Titanic?
Could well be.
It could be.
So they found at the D'Agusti house all these items from this robbery. And one of them was actually a gift that Vito had given to his grandmother as well. So obviously it was really closely linked with him. So only Walter D'Agusti was charged with the murders. His brother actually wasn't. And at trial, he pled guilty to the 5 murders and he was given life imprisonment in Coronda Prison in Santa Fe. And I did look up Coronda Prison because I was just trying to bulk it out a bit, if I'm going to be honest.
Is there an Airbnb close by?
Yeah. And I found that there was a huge prison riot there where 32 inmates were killed in 2005. In one riot.
It was the police.
And it wasn't even them murdering each other.
It was the fucking police.
It was that they were burning mattresses and they all died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh, shit.
I mean, survival of the fittest, a little bit.
What are mattresses made of these days?
Yeah, fuck knows. I want some clothes with locked in, apparently. So, D'Agusti's brother, Carlos, wasn't put in prison, but he was watched closely by police because they were obviously like, well, you know, he's not a good guy. So, weirdly, this is another really interesting fact. Once in prison, Walter D'Agusti, having had worked for the police, you think I'm going to say everyone hated him and wanted to attack him. No, he was given compulsory police retirement and he received 70% of his wages for the next 6 years.
No.
So he's in the prison.
Even though he's convicted of murder. Yeah. Oh my God.
Hilarious.
That must have been just like a clerical error. Like nobody actually gave a shit to think
Six
about it.
6 years!
He would have bought a lot of commissary.
Yeah. So his sentence was eventually reduced to 25 years and then he served some of that time at home because he contracted HIV in prison. So he apparently lost his sight and as part of his illness and they all sort of agreed, what harm can he do? He's blind now. He's dying.
Did he just pretend, though? There's that other guy who pretended to be dying of AIDS and then escaped and Jim Carrey played him in a film and now I can't remember the name of the film.
Answers on a postcard or to our email address.
Love I love you, Philip Morris. That's the name of the film.
Sorry, we beat you to it. He did. So he was supposed to be on house arrest. A neighbour phoned in and they said he's walking to the pub every day. So the police went to the pub and the pub owner said, yep, he's coming in every day. He's bragging about the fact he's got his freedom. He's having a great time. He's getting drunk every day. And also, despite being supposedly blind, he was also seen driving around in a yellow Fiat Punto.
God. It's so hard to pretend to be that ill for long enough to get sent home. Like, I can't even pretend to be, like, asleep for a long enough time. I'm, like, peeking out my eyes because I'm bored already. Like, to pretend to be that ill.
You'd have to just be bashing into stuff. I mean, he really had HIV.
Oh, okay. So he was very poorly. But
he just wasn't blind. So in 1998, he was asked to give back all the money he'd been paid wrongly from the police.
Sell that Fiat.
But I imagine that he's probably already spent loads of it, surely.
Yeah.
And then due to him sort of wandering around ignoring police arrest, he was also sent back to prison. But then he died shortly after due to AIDS complications. So that's, I mean, it's not our best, but I thought it was interesting enough. It's got a few little quirks in it.
Good self-evaluation there.
Yeah. It wasn't the one I was reading for this week.
This is the first time that they've not picked the one you actually wanted.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Shame on you all. See you later.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime.
Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.